Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 2, Mishnah 8 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah says, "E nosten kemach l'toch charoses o l'toch chardal." You can't add flour to charoset or to mustard, because if you do this, the water in these mixtures would make the flour chametz, so don't add flour to these things. But if you did add flour to mustard, it can be eaten immediately because it didn't become chametz right away. Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't even do it immediately, I guess just in case. You can't boil the Pesach offering in any liquids or in fruit juices. But after roasting the Pesach, you can smear the liquids on it or dip it into them. The water used by a baker that was to cool his hands when preparing dough for matzos has to be poured out, because the bits of the dough in the water will evidently become chametz if they're in there long enough. That is Mishnah Ches. And now on to Perek Gemel, Mishnah Aleph. Ilu Ovrin BaPesach, these things have to be removed on Pesach because they are not allowed to be in one's home or in one's possession. Kutach HaBavli, this is some sort of a dip that they used to have in Bavel in Babylonia, some sour cream and moldy bread, not entirely clear, but it was a delicacy where they used to love it. The Shechar Hamadi, this type of beer that they had in Madai. The Chometz HaAdomi, and this some sort of vinegar that they had among the Adomi people, was made with barley. The Zisom HaMitzri, and this Egyptian Zisom drink, which also had barley in it. And now the Mishnah says, the Zoman Shel Tzabayim, and bran water, that's used by dyers, which is basically water that in which wheat or barley bran was soaked and then used in producing certain red dyes. The amilan shel tabachim, and the amilan, which was used by cooks, which was some sort of a bread made from young unripe grain that a cook would place over the mouth of a pot to absorb like the froth and the bad smell. The kolan shel sofrim, and scribes' glue. All these that you know would be used to a scribe to bind things together, to bind like their papers close together. So says the Mishnah that these things are even though they're chametz, they have chametz elements in them, so they're what's called chametz nukshe, which is chametz that's like too hard or you know not fit to eat. So the first Tana that we're going to see now will say you can't own chametz like this, if it's totally inedible, he'll say you can own it. But if it's slightly edible, then you can't own it. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Av tachshite nashim." When it comes to for women's over here it means like women's cosmetics, women's makeup. So when it comes to women's makeup, they are also forbidden if they are made with chametz. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Aftach shitei nashim." So even this makeup of women that they would use to remove some sort of facial hair or whatever, it has some chametz in it. So even though it's considered chametz nuksha, Rabbi Eliezer says you can't own it on Pesach. Zaklal, this is the rule according to Rabbi Eliezer. Kol shehu mimin dagan hareze over Pesach, of a person who will violate the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach with anything made from any sort of species of grain that has leavened. But the Mishnah then says, "Hare ilu ba'azara." These substances are forbidden to be eaten on Pesach midoraisa from a biblical standpoint. Ve'in behen misham kareis, but there is no penalty of kareis for eating them because they are clearly not regular chametz. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph of Perek Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.